Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. You know, Brian and I were chatting and talking about how many people were losing data, and that seems so irrational to us. And frankly, if you don't have an IT department, you're trying to take care of this for a small business, so your own firm, boy, the options are just awful doggone confusing. So we thought today, rather than maybe just talk about a single product, although we will focus on one as we go, we want to talk about the concepts behind backup. My philosophy through the years has been quite simple on this. We will not lose data on my watch, no matter what. I'm going to have enough backups in enough places and enough styles. We will not lose our data, period. End of story. And so as a manager, owner, professional, human, you need to make sure that your data is backed up. Now, Brian, you're the one that really said we ought to talk about this. And it's like, well, duh, yeah. So what would you think is important to know here?
Okay, so it's so hard to pick backup utilities because you don't know what the issues are. And there are so many people that have a 50-person office. They have some, you know, huge solution from Veeam that's $500 a month. And you're looking at this thinking, okay, well, I'm a solo practitioner or a small business. And how do I back this stuff up without spending $500 a month on this and yet feel confident that I'm going to be okay? So, you know, since you don't have an IT department and you may not have a consultant that'll explain this to you, I want to let Randy go through and kind of talk about the 3-2-1 philosophy and some of the different ways that some of the different kinds of backups that we have and just kind of talk you through the things you need to think about.
Yeah. And, you know, in this particular case, Brian, we've taught backup in our K2 business for years. So the last time that I taught this, I actually said, you know, you need to be thoughtful about what it is you want to back up. Have you thought about all your files and folders? That's pretty straightforward. How about a full disk for your laptops, desktops, phones, mobile, and so forth? How about the settings in your browsers, for heaven's sake? What about your email? That's probably less of a factor now with Microsoft 365, Office 365, Zoho Mail, or Google Workspace. But what about the drivers? And what about your social networks? And what about your mobile device? I mean, there's so many things. So philosophically, Brian, you are right. The Department of Homeland Security has a 3-2-1 plan. It's real simple. The three is for keeping three copies of any important file, one primary and two backups. The two is that you keep files on two different media types to protect against different types of hazards. And we usually say here, Brian, that they should be air-gapped. As much as in 2015 and 16, I said, look, well, these cloud backups are great. What we learned in 2019 is that connected backups can be attacked by hackers and compromised. And today, most backup facilities, the attackers are going directly after and encrypting those first. And then one was to store one copy offsite, outside your home or business. And I always use the word air gaps around this. So it's 3-2-1, three copies, two different media types, one offsite, 3-2-1. Now, there is, of course, you know, quite a bit of statistics on what's lost. But, you know, the World Backup Day is usually held at the end of March every year. There'll be new statistics published on that. But if the last numbers I saw said 30% of people have never backed up, 29% of disasters are caused by an accident, 113 mobile phones are lost or stolen every minute, and one in 10 computers is infected with viruses each month. Those are alarming statistics. And when we get down to it, again, I just want you to think about what can be lost. I think the most valuable digital asset I have, even though I've been writing columns and producing CPE for 40 years, columns for 20 years, CPE for 40 years, books for 40 years, are my family photographs. The digital photographs are probably the most valuable thing that I have. Sure, business data, personal data, that all happens, but trillions of photos are taken. So when it comes down to what can be lost and how it's lost, hardware failures is clearly it, human error, software corruption, computer viruses, theft, and others are certainly in place. So, Brian, I've gone off on a long rant on backup, but you know this is near and dear to my heart. I've done backup work for over 50 years on computer systems. So I've had to recover from the worst of situations with natural disasters. But we're going to keep this session focused around small business. I recognize we've got options to use cloud as a storage service, that we can back up to external hard drives. We can back up over the internet. We can use backup appliances, which I've been a proponent of for a long time. But
for this one, we're really focusing on that self-employed and the small, the really small, like five or less. Okay. So this is not, we're not going to be talking about solutions you ought to be using when you have 100 employees and you have two or three dedicated servers and so forth, okay? So I want you to be very clear here, because we're going to talk about things that are more consumer grade as opposed to the business grade stuff you ought to be using when you're at that scale. You know, the problem here is that it's, when you look at a lot of these solutions, part of the problem is that there are things designed for the Fortune 500 companies like ArcServe. There are mid-market things that are sold through value-added resellers, and then the entry-level things. And we want you to have something that fits what you need to do and have a strategy that fits what you need to do. So it may be that you use OneDrive for Business or Box or a business version of Dropbox. Please, you have to use a paid version of these file storage tools. Maybe you use some external hard drives like this one I have, in combination with that, and you trade them out in the gun safe at home or something like that. And then you have a cloud backup that backs up the whole thing, you know, but we want you to have a thoughtful strategy around how you have data so that when you get hit with ransomware, you don't go, oh my God, I just lost my business. Okay. Yeah. That's what we want.
And you know, in this particular case, if you first, as you're listening to this podcast, think about what you're doing in your home and how you're keeping all that data secure. And then extend it out. If you're a small firm, and small to me, by the way, probably means 15 people or less. So if you're a small firm, which many of you who listen to us are, this is a workable solution to get your firm backed up as we see it. Brian, I know that the cloud backup providers are coming and going, and we're very cognizant about trying to recommend reliable players. But you know, a long-term player, and I know you use them as Acronis, so I'm going to ask you to speak to the listeners about that in just a minute. But you know, you can use Acronis or A-Drive or Backblaze or Carbonite or iDrive or Mozy. And we've recorded other backup sessions here in the Tech Lab like that on Rewind, which have special purposes. You know, what's your experience like with Acronis?
You know, it's great. I have Acronis Cyber Protect Home Office. The base plan is, I think, $50 a year, if I remember right. I have 2 terabytes of storage that I had to pay some additional for, but I have full backups of my primary and my backup laptop, and I can run full backups of, you know, a couple other devices in there and have that go into there. It is, they have a little agent, little piece of software you set down in your toolbar. So you install it and then you set up the backup routine and then it just goes and does backups. So I'm looking now at my computer and it says, hey, the backup has been successfully created. And it gives us the days when it did it. And it just sits and runs in the background when I'm working and doing other things. So it's nice about that. They are Acronis is, you know, again, there are other names you could use. You could use a Carbonite, you could use a Mosey, you could use other ones like that. I want you to stick with something that has the word office or the word small business in it. You know, I just want you to have something that seems like something that grownups would use. Now, the other thing that I would say here is that you and I are working with a lot of databases. And so the hard thing, you got to understand three things don't like each other: antivirus, databases, and backups. Okay. Those three don't get along. And so you need to go in and check and see when you back up, say, your tax software, you need to restore it to a dissimilar PC and see, hey, is the data really there? Did it back up that database? And it probably will be, but you have to test those backups. And that's, you know, that's just something to do while you have the football game or the golf channel on Saturday when you're trying to fall asleep. It's a great task to do. Get it started, nap, wake up, see if it's working.
Yeah. In fact, as you said that, I was thinking about our friend and associate, Dr. Bob Spencer, who used to say, you know, if it's not tested, it has no value. And that's the deal. You know, so many people are making backups, but they don't test them. And you need to take the time to restore to a dissimilar device, as Brian just said, and see that it's really there. There are organizations that have made backups and never tested them. There are providers of backup services that never test their backups. I am just appalled at thinking about that. But what we're encouraging you to do here is test your own backup. It is a personal and management responsibility that you test your backup when it's made.
And this is a beautiful thing to do with an old computer that you don't intend to use for anything else. You just restore from that dissimilar PC and you see if the data's there or not. And you can test it and see if it works.
So Brian, you know, you and I were talking about a common client earlier this week, as a matter of fact, and that practitioner, a sole practitioner, is running on a PC and they have an old PC. That's perfect. They get their new PC, they back it up and they restore to the old PC and see if everything's there. I mean, that sounds kind of crazy, but you know, that particular practitioner bills at a fairly high rate. And when tax season's around, he's busy and he doesn't want a hardware failure to stop his work.
The other thing that does for you too, it's if you do it, and it'll be frustrating the first time you do it. Okay. I don't want to let you think that it's going to always be super easy. But if it happens on March 13th, you know, if you get hit with ransomware on March 13th, then you have to really hustle. Having restored from backup onto that dissimilar PC will give you the confidence and give you the knowledge you need to be able to get up as fast as possible. Testing the backup works for multiple reasons here. And again, you can run on just about every platform, every file system with the Acronis tool, and most of the others have versions that do that as well.
Yeah, so now just a little bit of a spin on what we're talking about here, Brian, because I was thinking about, you know, I don't worry about my Microsoft Office files as much as I used to because I basically have those synchronized from my local drive up into, you know, Teams SharePoint OneDrive sites. So when I make a change, and you and I were doing it this week where we were editing presentations and you made changes and I got them automatically because we were looking at the same file, as it turns out. But one of the things that you should not expect is that Google or Microsoft is necessarily going to always have your back. So it turns out I have bought extra backup storage to back up out of Microsoft Office into an alternate source. I actually back up from Microsoft over into Amazon Web Services. So I've got a complete snapshot of my data on a regular basis. Now, Microsoft's quite good, but Microsoft does not guarantee they won't lose your files. So what you'll discover is that, you know, there is reasons for you to have a backup even of the Microsoft environment.
One of my routines is every time I have to go to my safe deposit box, you know, when we have, I have a car title that has to go there or something like that. What I do is I have about four of these small USB hard drives like you would buy at Costco, not the ones that have the power cords, just the ones that run off of USB power. So they're about $130 or so at Costco for a 4 terabyte hard drive. I have a bunch of those. I do backups to them. I also copy over all the stuff off of OneDrive. So I've got about 100 gig of data in OneDrive that I sync, but I also copy it over to these USB drives. And then I write the numbers on them, like this is HD 2021-1. I write on there with a paint pen. And then I drop, when I go to the safe deposit box, I drop off the latest one. And then I pick up the last one and I reuse it. And so it's just a way, you know, and it's not every day, it's not once a week, but every time I go to that safe deposit box, I'm doing something offsite. I also have a fire resistant safe that I put those things in after I back up every week, every day, something like that. So, you know, again, it may not save me in an emergency, but what I'm doing is I'm minimizing the number of days worth of work I'm going to lose in the event something bad happens.
Yeah, now that's fascinating to listen to you talk about it that way, Brian, because we have similar work habits. But just to give a name, because I did not do that earlier, the Microsoft Office backup that I'm using is called Skykick. And there are multiple competitors there too. But remember, the goal of this is small business backup. But here in my home, I also run a network attached storage device. And I have done that since they became available. So decades at this point. And you might say, well, Randy, why would you keep local storage when you got all the cloud stuff? It's because I back up out of the cloud to my local storage here. And therefore, if the cloud provider goes away, I got a copy. Because remember Randy's statement earlier in this session, we will not lose data on my watch no matter what. Now, it gets a little more.
Now, I have to throw in the shout out to Dr. Bob Spencer, our good friend, who drilled into my head incessantly when I was attending the conferences as an attendee, as data doesn't exist at all until it exists in two places. And he'd just say that over and over and over again. And I can hear him saying it right now. But that's the truth. It needs to exist in at least two places. And so, you know, and we're advocating three, you know, in many cases, three places. The idea here is that we know we have a plan B and a plan C. So again, if something happens, we're not jumping straight into panic. And we're not going, oh, what will I do? You already have it worked out so that you can just go and fix and go forward.
Yeah. So to kind of give closure to mine, not only do I back up out of the cloud to my local NAS, but then my NAS is replicated automatically to my son's home every time a file changes. So there's another offsite copy. And then I have an additional 8 terabyte NAS that I will back up the regular NAS to and carry it to my sister's home. So that is an air-gapped copy that I also make upon occasion. So, you know, I think, now, Randy, you're getting over the top. Isn't that a lot of extra work? Nah, it's not really that big. I just, number one, all of the pieces that we were talking about initially were all automated. So the only thing I have to do is every once in a while, I have to back up my entire local 8 terabyte NAS to another local 8 terabyte NAS and take it over to my sister's house. Now, what's the fallacy in my approach? I live in Kansas. Now, we don't have as many tornadoes as people think we do. That's a Dorothy thing. You know, people learn that from the Wizard of Oz. But the bottom line is my offsite copies in my son's home and my sister's home are in basements. And the probability of all three being wiped out at the same time my cloud copy is wiped out is pretty low. But notice, local copy, cloud copy, NAS copy, Sun NAS copy, offsite NAS copy, I'm at 5.
But catch what he's doing, okay? He's not sitting around going, oh, well, I don't have anything to do. I think I'll just go run backups manually and me do it myself. No, he has the tools doing it for him. So this is the thing we've been advocating in the technology lab all along, is that we let the tools do the work. We set them up, we get them set to do the work, we check and see if they work, And then we get out of the way and let them help us out. Just like when you're working with employees, you teach them how to do the task and you let them do the task. And that's how you're able to make money in a practice. And that we're doing the same thing, but you have to think about setting up the backup. And if you don't do that, you're going to be sad. You know, it may not be this year. It may not be next year. It may not be for 10 years. Okay. But you're going to have some kind of catastrophic problem that takes you out, and you're going to be darn glad you made that backup.
And as we said earlier in the session, you got to test the bloody thing. Now, we've been trying to keep it all small in our talk. Just think about what happens when it gets to larger firms or larger businesses, and I want to keep things running no matter what. Now, that's a conversation for another day, but the complexities that the IT people really have to go through are pretty notable when it comes to business continuity and disaster recovery. We're just trying to keep you protected no matter what. So, Brian, I know we could go on and on and on this topic.
By the way, we have backup classes. If you want to take a class on backup, you can go to, I think it's store.k2e.com. We have CPE qualified courses on backup that you can take there, or you can go to your state CPA society. We have a backup class we do there that's a full day. So we get really far into this, but we don't want to bore you to death for 30 minutes going into the minutia of it right now.
All right. Well, you can see that it's important, and you know, it's mundane, but I can't imagine not having a good copy of my data and how disruptive it would be to lose personal files like my photographs or business files like client data.
Yeah. Data doesn't exist until it exists in two places. What are your two places where your data exists? And if you can't answer that question, you need to get the technology, you need to get the applications and the technology doing the work for you so that you can feel good no matter what happens.
And remember that the Department of Homeland Security's Computer Emergency Readiness Team, CERT, has the 3-2-1 model, three copies of any important file, two different types of media, one offsite. I like to have it air-gapped. What a fine day, Brian. You know, if we just save somebody by them having a copy of data, man, it was worth every technology lab we've ever made.
I agree. I mean, this is one of those things, you know, it's like the routine, it's like changing the oil in your car. Okay. If you'll do it, you'll end up with better results in the long run. And it's the same thing with backups. I don't care which one you use, just do something.
That's good advice. We'll see you in another Technology Lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.